A letter to the pilgrims from Hazrat Usman Raziallahu Anhu. I draw your attention towards God the Exalted and remind you of His favors. At this time, certain people are creating mischief and are engaged in attempts to cause divide in Islam. However, these people have not even taken into consideration that God appoints the Khalifa, just as He says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لِيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, meaning, Allah has promised to those among you who believe and do good works that He will surely make them successors in the earth. Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse 56. Moreover, they did not value the importance of unity, even though God the Exalted has commanded, وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, meaning, and hold fast altogether by the rope of Allah. Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 104. Furthermore, they accepted the words of those who accused me and did not pay heed to this command of the Holy Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasikun bi naba'in, fatabayyanu. Meaning, O ye who believe, if an unrighteous person brings you any news, ascertain the correctness of the report fully. Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49, verse 7. They did not honor their bath to me, even though Allah the Exalted says with relation to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inna alladhina yubayyunaka, innama yubayyun Allah. Meaning, verily those who swear allegiance to thee, indeed swear allegiance to Allah. Surah Al-Fath, chapter 48, verse 11. And I am a successor of the noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No nation can progress without a leader. And if there is no imam, then the community is destined to be ruined and destroyed. These people desire to destroy and ruin the Muslim Ummah. This is their only objective, because I accepted their wish and promised to change various governors, but despite this, they did not cease making mischief. Now, they demand one out of three things. Firstly, they demand that revenge should be sought from me for all those people who have received punishment in my reign. If I do not agree, then I should step down from Khilafat and they will appoint someone else in my place. If I do not agree to this either, then they threaten that they will send a message to all their supporters to no longer be obedient to me. The answer with respect to the first demand is that the Khulafa before me also committed judgmental errors, but they were never punished. Furthermore, what other motive besides killing me can there be in imposing so many punishments upon me? As for my deposition from Khilafat, my reply is that if these people tear my flesh into bits with pincers, I can accept this, but I cannot step down from Khilafat. Now remains a third point. If I do not agree to the above, they will send their men in all directions, telling people not to obey me. For this, I am not held responsible by God if they wish to act in violation of the Sharia. Even before, when they pledged allegiance to me, I did not compel them. Neither I, nor God the Exalted is pleased with the action of anyone who wishes to break His covenant. Of course, such a person may do as he wishes on his own accord. Since the days of Hajj were fast approaching, and people were converging upon Makkah Mukarramah from all corners, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu appointed Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu and dispatched him as the Amir for Hajj, lest the rebels create a disorder there as well. This way, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu could also urge the Muslims gathering for Hajj to assist the people of Medina. Even Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu submitted, I would prefer to do jihad against these people. However, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu compelled him to go for Hajj and discharge his duties as the Amir for Hajj in order to prevent the rebels from spreading their mischief there, and also to urge the pilgrims gathering there to help the people of Medina. The above-mentioned letter of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was sent along with him as well. When the rebels learned of these letters, they grew in their violence. They began to look for an excuse to fight so that they could martyr Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. All their efforts, however, were in vain, and Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu would not give them an opportunity to make mischief.